And now I'm going to invite Alan Hopkins. Some of you heard him play harmonica behind us at the beginning of the night. But he plays many, many different instruments. Years ago, I was at his house, and I saw this tremendous collection of instruments, from guitars, mandolins, mandolas, concertinas, banjos, harmonicas, what have you. And he plays all of them well and is quite a force in the folk music scene in Rochester, New York. And he's a longtime friend. I first met him in 91. Well, it was, because I was just back from, 1891, just after I played at Kerrville and went to the Pine Woods camp. It was 91. Some of you may have seen up on Facebook the picture from Kerrville from 91 when Jake and I played there. It was a few short years ago. So anyway, Alan's a wonderful musician. He's visiting from Rochester, New York, because he's involved in his Harvard 45th reunion, and because one of his sons and his wife just had a child, and it's Alan's first grandchild. So please welcome Alan Hopkins.
Vocal and instrument.
All right, we're here for you. We're right here for you.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
So it's a banjo, huh?
It is, unfortunately, a banjo. You know what is the difference between an onion and a banjo?
Everybody cries when you cut up an onion.
You know what the banjo player got on his IQ test? Saliva.
The one sentence you'll never hear someone say?
Yes, the one sentence, the most rarely heard sentence in the English language. Say, isn't that the banjo player's Maserati? I had a bad experience, actually. Now, this banjo, I'm really very fond of it. But you know, I was playing in a bad section of Rochester, New York, which is about 93% of the city. And you know, I left the banjo on the back seat of my car, forgot to lock the door. The minute I realized that, I ran back to the car, but you know, it was too late. There were three other banjos in the back seat already. Well, I'm here in Rochester to visit Molly. Molly's 11 days old. She's my first granddaughter. First grandchild. My son, who in a wildly crazy career move, left his job at Google to go to work for Twitter. But I thought I'd sing a song about Molly. This one's an old British Isles song, and it says Molly's going to be a heartbreaker when she grows up. It's Handsome Molly. I wished I was in London, some other seaport town. I'd set my foot in a steamship to sail the ocean round. Sailing round the ocean, sailing round the sea. Thinking of Handsome Molly wherever she might be. If you want to sing along, that's the part that repeats. It goes, sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. Thinking of Handsome Molly wherever she might be. Don't you remember, Molly, when you gave me your right hand? Said if you ever married that I would be the man. But now you broke your promise, go marry whom you please. My poor heart is breaking and you're lying at your ease. Here's that part. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. Thinking of Handsome Molly wherever she might be. She went to church on Sunday, Lord, passed me right on by, and I knew her mind was changing by the rolling of her eye. Go down to the river when all the town's asleep, thinking of Handsome Molly, now I'll lay down and weep. Here we go. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea, thinking of Handsome Molly wherever she might be. black as raven, her eyes black as coal, her cheeks as fair as the lilies that in the morning grow. Well, I wished I was in London, some other seaport town. Gonna set my foot in a steamship to sail the ocean round. Here we go, sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. Thinking I had Somali where one more time. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. Thinking I had Somali wherever she might be. Well, I'm also here to attend, as Ellen so kindly pointed out, my 45th Harvard reunion, class of 65. But there was a guy in my class named Simon Kahn, or Cy Kahn, as he's known now, whom I never met, and he's never come to any of the reunions, unfortunately. I would love to have him here. But this is a song of his. It's called The Oregon Mill, and it's got a great chorus which says, "The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin." It's about all those little towns in America where there was a mill or a factory. Or I sometimes play at a little town down in Wyoming County called Perry. There's a big building there. It's the old Perry Knitting Mill. If you've ever heard of Champion Products, that was one of the major things. They make all those T-shirts and sweatshirts for all the college teams. But they don't make them in Perry anymore. They make them in Beijing or somewhere. And that building sits empty, just like the Oregon Mill. At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, stands a chimney so tall that says Oregon Mill. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack. That mill has shut down and it's never coming back. This is the chorus. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin There's no children at all in the narrow, empty streets. That mill has closed down. It's so quiet, I can't sleep. I'm too old to work, but I'm too young to die. Tell me, where will we go, my old lady and I? Here's that chorus. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin That mill has closed down. It's the only life I know. Tell me, where will I go? Tell me, where will I go? At the east end of town, at the foot of the hill, stands a chimney so tall that says Oregon Mill. Let's do that chorus. And the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin one more time. The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. weave and spin, weave and spin. Thank you, and thank you to Ellen and Jake for giving me a chance to play tonight. I appreciate it.